sending it back to Rahm Hakala and our goddess of love right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got it, Christine. Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House here in beautiful Marshfield. Good morning. Thanks for listening to us on the radio, and thanks for watching the live YouTube feed. You can watch us in studio, WATD Radio on YouTube, WATD Radio on YouTube here on the South Shore's Morning News. And it is a Wednesday, so you know what that means. Time now for Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Love Bites is proudly sponsored by Meineke's. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. Good morning, Francesca.
Good morning, Rob.
How you doing?
Well, I made it. I made it. It was pretty icy. I had a tough time of it. I was driving like an old lady.
Well, you got to be careful out there. Did you lose power, by the way, in the storm, or were you okay?
I did not. I lost internet for a couple days, but yeah, which is a pain, but I would rather lose internet than power.
Absolutely. You can lose internet. You don't want to lose power.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
For sure.
All right. Exactly.
Well, it is time for another question, and we'll tell you, by the way, at the end on how you can send in your question. By the way, if you want to chime in at any time, we do have the text line available for you that allows you to send in your input and feedback and your analysis at 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900.
And I just want to chime in that you're never too old or too young to write in. I got a question this morning from a, get this, 93-year-old woman. I love it.
93-year-old woman.
But
oh,
we're not
going
to have time to answer that question this week, so we'll have to wait till next week. It's pretty interesting, though.
Right.
It's like, wow.
I'm curious. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
And did she send that in?
She did.
Via
the email. Yeah.
Email?
Yeah.
Wow, good for her. 93. I was going to say, I didn't know if it was like a telegraph or something like that.
Okay. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was really, really good. And I sent her back an email saying, you're funny. And she goes, well, this is really what hurts relationships. I was like, okay.
More on that to come.
Yes. That's anyway, let's talk about this week's question.
All right. So this one comes in from Joyce. And let's see. So she says, dear Francesca. Oh, this is about intimacy issues, I think. Incompatibility when it comes to intimacy. Is that a reason to leave a relationship? I know that it's ultimately up to me. You and Rob can't decide for me. No, we're not going to do that. I won't. My BFF hasn't been physical with her husband for 3 years, and she's okay with it. Okay. It's coming on to 6 months for me, and my boyfriend and I can't take it. Okay, so there's a boyfriend? Okay. I mean, I am only 52, and the thought of never or so infrequently being intimate isn't sitting with me. I am a person who likes intimacy. He is not. Never has been.
Rob.
Well, I'm just changing the words. We are not compatible intimately, but everything else is pretty good. But all that means nothing when under my breath I'm fuming and being impatient with him constantly. I'm worried it will destroy the relationship, or worse, I will cheat. All right, and that's from Joyce. What can you tell Joyce?
Well, Rob, you were very funny. You were a little repressed there with that question, but that's okay.
It's okay.
All right, but anyway, Joyce, but thank you for your question. For your information, sexual incompatibility isn't shallow. You know, for some people, it's occasional icing. But for others, it's the oxygen in their relationship. And if you are a sexual person and he has never been, spoiler alert, your wiring is really different. And you don't probably want to hear this, but if you're 6 months into the relationship and you're already fuming under your breath, my gut is it's not likely just about the physical, the lack of physical intimacy. It's probably some resentment building. So I'm curious if you have some other relationship, you know, issues. You did say that, you know, things were pretty good. That's not great. I mean, you know, you didn't say this is great. You said things are pretty good. So I don't know whether, again, you have something going on beyond this, but I will tell you one thing. Resentment will rot a relationship that bad lovemaking ever could. And by the way, okay, your BFF, your best friend, mm-hmm. She's all right with 3 years of no nookie, like right? Okay, so she's okay with 3 years of no nookie. But you know what? She's not you.
That's true.
You know, and some people just don't need that physical intimacy to feel bonded, but others feel lonely without it. And it sounds like for you, it's not great. Hmm. But, you know, if one core need is chronically unmet, which it sounds like it is a problem, but you know that and you wouldn't be writing in, Joyce. Yeah. So I'm going to turn it over to you and Christine, and maybe Christine should start. I don't know, yeah, Rob, because I don't want you.
What am I going to say?
I don't want you blushing over there.
I'm going to we got to open the door for Christine and let her in here. Christine?
Well, good morning.
There she is.
Well, it's interesting. There were a couple of things going on in that whole conversation. First of all, the fact that she was she comparing herself to her friend who hadn't been intimate?
Yeah, BFF.
Yeah, but you know what? That has nothing to do with her.
Okay. No.
And if the people in the other relationship are both okay with that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But she's, 6 months into a relationship? She's in her early 50s, was that it?
52, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when they started seeing each other, things were, I guess, on a more even keel.
I don't know.
That's not quite clear.
No.
But you know what? If he is not interested in that or her at this point in the relationship, I'd say she gets herself a 30-year-old boyfriend is what I'd say.
Wow.
Because you can't. He's got to rewire himself and change his DNA.
Oh, okay.
That's unusual.
It sure is. It really is.
You know,
I
don't want to get too. I don't want to get too graphic here. But usually, guys at that age, you know, you can't put a turkey in the oven with them not trying to, you know, give you a little goose here. I mean, let's just be realistic.
No, you're right.
It's probably not that important to him.
Well, here's the harder question, and I am not suggesting that this is the case, Joyce. I just want to know. Let you know this up front, but he might not be into you, and that matters. But but the harder question is, if nothing changed and this is it for the next 10 years, could you live with it or would you become bitter? I don't know.
I think for her, if it's only... How long have they been together?
6 months.
Why should she live with it?
Yeah, you're right.
No,
okay.
I'm not. But she's happy. But if she did, I'm saying if she did, then obviously they would. You know, this is what she's up against. But here,
yeah, and they're not married, so maybe
6 months is nothing.
She should move on then. I guess,
she should, because
case.
At that point, you know, 3 months in a relationship is a normal period of time. The first 3 months, everybody likes everybody.
Yeah.
Three to 6 months, you begin to see this person might be really good. This person might have a few things I'd like to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is not interested in that part of the relationship and she is, then they've got some problems. And if they can't work it out, why stay?
Right. I mean,
why? Not a nun.
Yeah. And, you know, something, this whole idea of, you know, is a deal breaker or not? Well, you know what? I'm not a big fan of, you know, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't communicate. Obviously, I believe that you should. But, you know, you clearly express your needs. But, you know, if there's a wiring problem at the beginning of this, you know, it's a wiring problem, right? He has no interest in working on it. You know, and if you justify the situation, like, yeah, well, everything else is great. It's a big, by the way, often when someone's disinterested in physical intimacy, take notice because, it could be a bigger problem. Like, it could be, and all these things don't really matter, really. I mean, because if you're not getting it, you're not getting it. But, you know, he may have a big fear of being vulnerable, so that intimacy, right, could be an issue for him. But the other thing is, all right, I don't want everybody calling and texting.
Just say
it. It could be a sexual identity issue, if you know what I mean.
Just say he might be gay.
Okay. Thank you. I was trying to sanitize my words because Rob was.
But that's fine. So in any event, I would say probably Joyce should move on, I think is what I'm hearing from both of you. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, of course, it's completely, she sounds, you know, she obviously has a decision to make.
And, but she wrote in and she wanted to hear from you. So.
And I do think 6 months is a very, very, very short period of time. If we were talking about, well, I don't know. I was going to say 3-4 years, but yeah. And even then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think that it is really, you know, believe it or not, my father said this to me, which you can't imagine a father saying such a thing to his daughter, but sex is the glue that keeps the relationship together. My father and mother had 8 kids and they, you know, were married.
Obviously.
No, I understand. It makes sense. He was a wise man.
Right, and I've heard the same thing. And even, you know, when you go through ups and downs in relationships, it is the glue sometimes that keeps you together. If you're in a long-term relationship, it's like you fall in and out of love a million times.
Exactly.
But staying together is an act of your own will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, well, you have a decision to make, as I said, Joyce. Just remember, it's never too late, though, for things to change. But just don't wait until you have to.
Get the younger boyfriend.
Get the younger guy, for sure.
All right. You can swipe or whatever you do. All right. So, Francesca, if people do want to reach out to you, no matter their age.
No matter their age.
How do they do that?
Yeah. They'll go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click on contact me in the navigation bar.
All right, Francesca, Love Bites is every Wednesday right after the news at 9. And then on Wednesdays, we got Wednesday Wine, right?
We do, coming up very soon.
Stick around. We'll see what Francesca has to say. And, of course, your comments are welcome. 781-837-4900 is our text line. 781-837-4900, our text line.